In this lesson, you'll learn how to quickly complete a daily review of your systems to help you get more of your best work done. And as we've learned, you know, over and over in this course, success with systems is just as much about, you know, maintaining and improving them as it is about creating them in the first place. Whatever work it is you're doing, each day, you'll likely be using a number of different systems and routines, you know, both small and large, to help you do it efficiently and to the best of your abilities. A quick daily review is a really effective way to make sure that you're making the best use of the systems that you've built in the most tangible way. Once you're comfortable with the process, it should take less than, 5 minutes to complete. So even though you do it every day, it will never become a burden. You may even look forward to it. So what's involved in a daily systems review? If you already do, a daily planning session, it's really just a few extra questions to help set up your day to be more successful. But in case you don't have a daily planning session, then let's take a look at how that might work and how you can structure it to get the most out of the systems that you've been working so hard to build. Like I said, this is a really quick exercise that shouldn't take more than a few minutes. And, like any good review, it's both, backward and forward looking. So to start, I like to do a quick debrief of the previous day. What happened yesterday? How did the day go? When I ask myself this question, I'm trying to identify the important work that I did yesterday. So remember, your systems are here to help you do more of your best work faster. So I want to look back and see that I made use of them and that I actually did something important yesterday. If I find that I accomplished something on my important list, that's about as far as I need to go with this question. You don't need to get, too introspective during a daily review. But if you don't find a satisfactory answer to that question, then you should spend a moment, uncovering why. So why didn't you get something important done yesterday? What stopped you? Maybe you got a lot of work done, but none of it was very, critical. Or maybe you just had a bad day and, you weren't motivated to get what you really wanted to do done. If you're not sure, just make a guess. Why do you think things didn't go as well as you would have liked? It's important to identify something here because it'll become, the basis of the hypothesis that you test today. So moving on to today and the hypothesis. Now you need to ask yourself, what do I need to try today, to make today go better than yesterday? Again, this is, just a little guess that you're going to test. Don't overthink it or spend, too much time contemplating. You get a lot of chances to get it right, one for every day, in fact. So just come up with something simple. What do you think that you can do differently today to make it better than yesterday? And remember, you're only asking this question if you weren't satisfied with how yesterday went. All right, once you're done with that, it's time to make a quick plan for today. What needs to get done? This is where you need to remind yourself about the difference between urgent work and important work. Both are always going to exist almost every day. And if you're not careful, it's really easy to focus on those things that feel, urgent. It feels good in the moment, but when you get to the end of the day and, didn't make progress on what's really important, that doesn't feel so great. So you might have, a number of things that need to be done, but make sure that you identify just one or, at most two main priorities for the day, you know, that are related to the things you know are really important and, you know, and not just urgent. Okay, now is where your systems come into play. So ask yourself, what systems and routines can I operate to help me achieve my, you know, important goal for today? If you need to, get an important, you know, piece of writing done, for instance, then you can rely on your writing system. Or if you need to work on an important project, you can rely on whatever system you've built to help you make time and space for that project. Once you answer that question, you know, ask yourself if there's anything that will, you know, muck up the plan. What things might get in the way of progress today, you know, that you'll need to maneuver around? Something that I've realized is that, you know, most challenges that come my way on, you know, any given day aren't really unexpected. You know, maybe I know a difficult phone call is coming, but I'm not sure, you know, when. Or maybe I often get sidetracked by impromptu meetings on, you know, more likely on Wednesdays. I kind of know that these things might happen, but I also just, you know, kind of wish that they wouldn't. So I don't, you know, focus on them. I don't give them any time or attention. If they do happen and I didn't make a plan, well, you know, now my day is off track and I have to work extra hard to get my focus back. So take a moment right now to make a contingency plan. You know, if you think something could, you know, derail the day, decide right now what you'll do if that happens. I think most people, you know, avoid this because they're afraid that if they dwell on it, it will make it more likely to happen or, you know, psych them out or something. But I've found exactly the opposite to be true. When I'm really honest with myself about what I'm afraid might derail my focus, it's actually, you know, easier to avoid those things because they can't creep up on me. And even if I don't, you know, fully control it and it does happen, I don't have to try to make a plan to get back on track while I'm, you know, in the middle of it and I'm the least likely to be successful. You know, I already made a plan when my head was clear, so I can deal with whatever I need to calmly, and I know what to do to get things, you know, moving the right direction again. All right, one thing you might be wondering right now is, you know, what to do if you don't actually have an answer to that previous question about, you know, what systems will help me get my work done today. If that's the case, don't worry about it. You don't need to do anything about it now. But do make a little mental note. You know, it's a hint, and you'll want to see if it comes up again later. If you find that, you know, over a number of days, you have something important to do, but, you know, you don't have any systems or routines to help you do it faster or better or more reliably, that's an indication that you have a really good opportunity to improve your life by, you know, building some structure there. And that's basically it. You know, about, you know, 3 to 5 questions, depending on how you answer them. And like I said, it should take you less than, you know, 5 minutes to do this. You know, it might take a little longer at first, just because, you know, you're getting used to the format and the procedure. But once you know the steps, it should go really quickly. It shouldn't feel like a burden at all. If it does, that's an indication that you're probably overthinking it and putting too much detail into your answers. So don't do that. You know, you'll have an opportunity to get into the details later. Now, what about when to do this? You know, that's entirely up to you. The most natural times are, you know, obviously either first thing in the morning or, you know, the end of the day. Lots of people prefer to do this at the end of the day so that, you know, reviewing their day is really easy because it's fresh in their mind and they wake up, you know, knowing exactly what to do the next day. Personally, though, I prefer to do this first thing in the morning. I don't have a good reason why, it's just how I like to do it. So there's no one time that's best for everyone. Whenever you feel like doing it the most is, you know, when you should probably do it. And if you're not sure, try both and, you know, see what feels right. Also, If you already have a daily planning routine that you follow, you know, and it works for you, don't feel like you have to change everything, right? You take what works from what we just learned and try to incorporate, you know, what you think will be most helpful. You don't have to follow this perfectly, you know, to get value out of it. And that applies to, you know, all the review procedures in this module. Take what works for you and just, you know, leave the rest. So here's what we just learned. We learned that a daily review is a really quick way to make sure that you make time for your most important work every day. And to do that daily review, we just need to ask ourselves, you know, 3 to 5 questions. You know, how did yesterday go? How can I make today better? What's most important today? What systems can I lean on? And, you know, what might stop me from getting my important work done? We also learned that there's no specific time when you need to do this. Though, you know, often mornings or evenings tend to work best for most people. And we learned that, you know, you don't have to follow this strictly. If you have a daily planning system already, you can just work what you find helpful from this lesson, you know, into what you already have. So go ahead and jot those questions down and go ahead and answer them for yourself. You know, do it this evening or, you know, maybe tomorrow morning. Or if you already have a daily planning routine, work this little review into it, you know, and when you finish that, I'll see you in the next lesson.